Srila Narottam Das Thakur has sung in his Prem Bhakti Chandrika, Krodha Bhakta Dveshi Jane. Anger should be used to punish a demon who is envious of devotees. Kama, Krodha, Lobha, Moha, Mada, and Matsarya. Lust, anger, greed, illusion, pride, and envy all have their proper use for the Supreme Personality of Godhead and His devotee. A devotee of the Lord cannot tolerate blasphemy of the Lord or His other devotees, and the Lord also cannot tolerate blasphemy of a devotee. Thus, Lord Nrsimhadeva was so very angry that the great demigods like Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, and even the Goddess of Fortune, who is the Lord's constant companion, could not pacify him, even after offering prayers of glorification and praise. No one was able to pacify the Lord in his anger. But because the Lord was willing to exhibit his affection for Prahlad Maharaj, all the demigods and the others present before the Lord pushed Prahlad Maharaj forward to pacify him.
So, the material world, kama, krodha, lobha, moha, mada, and matsarya, these things are condemned, and for a sadhu means a neophyte devotee, he is advised to give up these low grade habits, kama, krodha, lobha, moha, mada, matsarya. But people may question where from these low-grade qualities came. Kama is low-grade, admitted, but where from it came? In the Vedanta Sutra, we get the reply, Janmadasyajata. Everything that we experience, it comes from God. So, you stand that side. You are standing, they can stand. So, without the original source, even these low-grade things, where from it comes? It comes from God. Just like adharma, irreligiosity, he described as the backside of God. And religiosity is described as the front side. So, There is no difference between front side and back side. Absolute. God is absolute. Anyway, even apart from God's body, even in our body, we do not make any distinction. Suppose if there is some trouble, if there is some boil here in the front side, and if there is some boil in the back side, does it mean I shall not take care of the back side boil? I shall take care of it, I shall have treatment for it. I cannot neglect the backside boil because it has come out from the backside. There is no such reason. So, this bad habit, kama krodha, kama means lust, krodha means anger. So, if they are also coming from God, then how we can neglect it? How we can reject it? So there is no need of rejecting. That is the Narottam Das. You cannot reject. That is not possible. As you are a living being, there must be kama, krodha, lobha, moha, matsya. You cannot reject it. You cannot make it zero. That is an impersonal. But it has its proper use. That you have to know. Unless you know the proper use of everything, everything. Proper use means it must be used for Krishna. Then it is proper. Otherwise, it is misused. There is no such thing as bad. Everything is good when it is used for Krishna. That is the difference between material and spiritual. Spiritual, everything is good. And material, everything is bad. You cannot make any distinction when a thing is used materially. It is bad. Therefore, in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is said, Daite bhadra bhadra sakuli sama. Daite means in this world of duality. Everything is bad. You will see. They have invented some artificial meaning. This is good, this is bad. But actually, everything is bad in the material world. There is nothing good. And just the opposite, in the spiritual world, everything is good. The other day, I was giving the example that Krishna is thief also. Makhan chor. And there is still in Yamuna Khir chor, Khir chora. It's famous. The thief who stole condensed milk. So this churi means stealing is there in Krishna. Does it mean that it is bad? No. It is good. Because it is connected with Krishna. It is good. Otherwise, how people are worshipping a thief? And when it is used materially, when I steal something for my sense gratification, I am beaten with soul. This is the distinction. Anything, bad or good, they are coming from Krishna. Krishna says in the Bhagavad, Aham sarvasya prabhava matta sarvam pravartate. Aham sarvasya prabhava. I am the origin of everything. So anything coming from Krishna, how it can be bad? It cannot be bad, absolute. Krishna says personally, and Vedanta says, janmadasya data. Absolute truth is that from where everything is coming. So, the lust is also coming from Krishna. We find lusty desires among the gopis, among Krishna. But Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommends, Brahma kati tu pasana bhajavadubi kantika. There is no better mode of worship than it was conceived by the Vrajavadu, dancing of Vraja, Vrindavan, parokya also. But in the material world, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so strict about women that once upon a time there was singing of women in the Jagannath temple, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was running fast. Oh, how nice singing is going on in the temple. Let me go and hear. Then Govinda, his personal servant, checked him. My dear sir, this singing is done by women. Oh, this woman. Govinda, you have saved my life. You see. And the same Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has recommended about the gopis who love Krishna as paramount. Brahma kati upasana prajavatu vartu idhāda. Just see the distinction. The same business is there, but it is all spiritual aspect. Therefore, absolutely, everything is very, very blissful. They do not understand. The sahajya means the blissful dealings, transcendental, spiritual dealings of gopis and Krishna, they take it as material. Therefore they are condemned. Then it looks similar, but it is not the same thing. One is gold, one is iron. Polished iron, golden thing, golden color, does not mean it is gold. All that glitters is not gold. So we should not mistake. Therefore, one who cannot distinguish the spiritual lust and the material lust, these would avoid very strictly. They have no spiritual realization. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has strictly avoided. In his kirtan, he never described the pastimes of Krishna, his dealings, his gopis, that we will mark in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. 18 years he lived in Jagannath Puri. Every night there was kirtan, but there was no leela kirtan. You find it. No leela. Hare Krishna. That's all. No leela. But does it mean that Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu avoided leela kirtan? No. He enjoyed it with very, very confidence as devotees, like Ramananda Raya, Sarup Damodar, like not public. Because so long we are in the lower stage of devotion, we shall misunderstand. They are doing that. You will find that the rascals who have no idea about Krishna, they are very much fond of painting Krishna's picture, dealings with the gopis. Because they take it that It is just like we deal with young men or women. It is something like that. But that is a great mistake. They should not. Then they will become sahajya, very strictly prohibited. In the Śrīmad Bhāgavatam, Sukadeva Goswami has warned that one should not even dream like that, that Krishna's dealing with gopis. It's just like our dealing with women. No, it is completely different. Therefore, we have to understand Krishna. Vyasadeva has devoted 9 cantos to understand Krishna. And then in the 10th canto, he has put the gopis dealing with Krishna. That is also beginning from 29th chapter. So we should always know this, that lust is coming from Krishna. But his lust, this lusty desire, and our lusty desire in the material world, they are not the same. So Narottam Das Thakur advises, kāma kṛṣṇa karma arpane. We have got lusty desire, but it should be utilized for Krishna. It's like we are very much anxious to fulfill our lusty desires. So if we turn our lusty desire for serving Krishna, we should be equally